This will be only the fifth high-powered transmission line connecting Wisconsin with a border state and the first to go through northern Wisconsin. That's what caused so much opposition in this eight-year effort to build the power line. But now ATC project manager Pete Holtz says they're all but finished, just running tests on the lines.
They're fine. We've got people there testing each phase of it, turning on the equipment, firing it up, making sure it's going to operate, keeping it warm during the cold spells and things like that to keep it energized in pieces. Everything's going just fine.
The line will transfer power from the Dakota's coal country and Manitoba hydroelectric dams from a substation in Hermantown outside of Duluth to another substation in Weston, a suburb of Wausau, with power going to most of Wisconsin's grid. Holtz says that they have switch-on celebrations set for Wausau February 5th, Duluth February 6th, and Spooner February 7th.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the fact we got the line in about finished in November, 7 months before we expected, and the substation will be energized 4 months ahead of schedule. We're very pleased with that.
The transmission line came in slightly over budget. It cost $440 million, up from the projected $420 million cost. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.